This is CBC Radio 1, 740 in Edmonton.
It's Monday, the kind of day where you reflect on the events of the weekend. How do you measure progress? How do you know if your life is better now than it was before, or more important, will be in the future? Is it the amount of money, in your bank account, for instance? Is that how you measure progress? What about your property? Is that progress? Going up? Going down? The price of progress, according to the new economics, is the value you put on the present. But do the values of our present, this present we share here in Alberta, does that add up to a better economic future? Hello again. Trust you had a great weekend. I did. Just doing some math, trying to account for this wonderful province of ours as I headed into southern Alberta and looked around and had a great sky to look at, clean air, great highways to go back and forth between the cities, kinds of food that I've become accustomed to, commonplace just about anywhere, anytime. I felt pretty good about myself. But at the same time, something was nagging. Here's our question for today. Is there a better way to account for wealth? Is there a better way to account for Alberta's good fortune? I think you know what I'm getting at. The stuff that squirts out of the ground. Have we built our entire future based on that principle of what's, well, squirting out of the ground? I have a very interesting conversation for you today that started actually a few weeks back. We had Ron Coleman on, you might remember. He was talking about something called the GPI. No, that has nothing to do with a new global positioning satellite. No. It's called the Genuine Progress Indicator. And let's take a few minutes here and have a listen to what Mr. Coleman has to say, Dr. Coleman, about his Genuine Progress Indicator. He is in Atlantic Canada today, just outside of Halifax. Welcome once again, Ron.
Hello, Don. How are you?
I'm as well as can be expected under the circumstances, a classic Canadian account, but I have to be honest with you, I'm feeling fabulous today.
Good.
I had a wonderful weekend. I had the ability to invest in some leisure time. I had the opportunity to eat well, be among friends, not fear for my safety. By all accounts, I feel wealthy. Is that what the Genuine Progress Indicator is all about?
Well, you got it exactly. That's exactly what it is. What we're doing with this kind of measurement is really relating to people's common sense experience of their day-to-day lives in exactly the way you described it. I think the question you just asked your listeners is something that everyone has in their minds. Are we better off or not? Do we have a sense of well-being or not? And really, that's made up of very ordinary, basic things that everyone agrees on. It's not a matter of left wing or right wing. People want to feel healthy. They want to feel that their air is good quality, that their water is clean, that they're free from crime, that they're safe in their communities, that they have decent livelihood security. Exactly the things you mentioned, and those are precisely what we measure in the Genuine Progress Index. It really does correspond to people's day-to-day life experience.
I'm going to open the phone lines in just a few moments, but you might want to note the telephone number in case you haven't written it down before. 866-468-4422. 866-468-4422. The email address is wildroseforum@cbc.ca. I wanted to take some time today with you, Ron Coleman, to parse through this Genuine Progress Indicator, simply because it has many facets that may be unfamiliar to people who are used to another kind of accounting system, which I think has pretty much dominated the 80s and 90s in terms of government expenditures. That's supply-side economics. Can we talk about that for a few moments and how you differ in terms of your reference point?
Well, exactly. I think that let's just go back for one second to the way you opened the program there. Most people, I think, there are certain things in their lives that they're very, very grateful for and appreciative of, just the way you expressed it. And I think there's other things that they're concerned about. If you ask people whether the environment is in better shape than It was 50, 60 years ago. Probably most people will tell you that they're not quite so sure. They have doubts about that. Our forests are perhaps not in as good shape. There are fewer fish in the oceans. We're losing species at an alarming rate. We have problems like climate change that were unheard of 20, 30, 40 years ago. These are issues that are very much of concern to people today. Our communities are not quite as safe as they were. We're 3 or 4 times more likely to be victims of crime today than our parents' generation. So there's certain things that people are concerned about, and those things tend to be hidden in the way our current accounts are kept, because if you listen to our politicians, and actually mostly our journalists as well, they'll tell you that so long as the economy's growing, we're better off. That's the standard wisdom, and the conventional accounts really only measure things in a very, very narrow way. We tend to keep track of whether we're producing more stuff and buying more stuff, and then we evaluate whether we're better off according to whether we're producing and buying more stuff. And by that criterion, we're certainly a lot better off. We have more material things today, bigger houses, bigger cars, more of them, more home entertainment equipment than our parents' generation dreamed of. So materially, we're better off, and that's what our conventional measures of progress account for. But they tend to ignore some of the other critical elements of our well-being and our quality of life. In fact, you could go further and say they actually account for them wrongly. So the more we deplete our natural wealth, the faster we cut down our forests, the more greenhouse gases we emit, the more fish we catch, and the faster we send them to market, the more the economy will grow. Well, that's simply bad accounting. That's as if a factory owner were to sell off his machinery and count that as profit. We can deplete our natural wealth and count it as economic gain in our conventional measures of progress. So in the genuine progress index, what we do is we account for the value of our forests, our fisheries, our soils, our natural wealth. We count what we leave behind, not just what we extract. Our conventional accounts only count what we take out of our natural resource base. Another real problem with our conventional accounts is that they make no distinction about what is growing. So long as you're spending money, the economy will grow. But anything can make the economy grow. So more crime, more pollution, war, all of that is actually good for the economy. The more money you spend on prisons, on weapons, the more the economy will grow. The Exxon Valdez actually contributed more to the gross domestic product of Alaska by spilling its oil than if it had delivered its oil safely to port. So it's very, very misleading. Anything can make the economy grow, but that doesn't necessarily signify well-being. So there's serious problems with the way we keep our conventional accounts and measure our progress, where we're missing a lot of very critical items, and we're counting a lot of things in a questionable way.
I think the point that you make with regards to that, if I can just take this a step further, a sickness in society, the healthcare system, for instance, is not a wellness system. It's about people being ill, and it's actually good for the for business to have, well, people who are not well. We're going to get to a call from Anu in Calgary in just a moment, but I want you to consider what I just said there in a much more practical term. I realize I sort of went off into a different tangent there, but when we think of the GPI, the Genuine Progress Indicator, how might that change the discussion on funding health care in Canada and here in Alberta?
Well, I think it shifts the discussion.